So, Judges, Joshua has just died, but before he died, he told the Israelites that whenever, and God told the Israelites this before they went into the land, before they went into their promised land, God told the Israelites, you need to kill everyone in this land. I have given them ample time to repent of their ways. Because they haven't, you need to kill them, because if you don't kill them, they're going to influence you. And they're going to influence you in the wrong way. So in Judges 2:10, it says, after that whole generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation grew up, who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. And the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals. They forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, who brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshipped various gods of the people around them. They provoked God to anger because they forsook him and served Baal and the Ashtoreths. And those things, like serving, sacrificing to Baal, sacrificing to Ashtaroth, or however you say it, like those were common, like back then. Like that was common. That was normal. That was everyday life. And the Lord told them, like, if you don't kill these people, like, this is what's going to happen. And we see here, they didn't kill those people, and that's exactly what happened. They fell into, this is common, I see this every day, you know, whatever, it must be okay. But it wasn't. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be renewed by the transforming of your mind. Now, how did Christ do this? And it's kind of like the same example that I gave earlier, that we see Christ constantly just communing with the Father and reorienting himself. But we also have something a little extra that Christ did not have, or that Christians following Christ did not have, and that's the Bible. So the Bible gives us, you know, what we need to do to be safe. It's like some of the commands are not like to suck fun, but to protect us from the Baals and the Ashtaroths of the American culture. Now, to know what those things are, you need to read your Bible, but that's a whole other thing. So, so ask yourself this question. Can other people tell that you are a Christian if you don't tell them? You know, do you do what the world does? Do you dress like the world? Do you watch what they watch? Do you spend your money on what they spend their money on? Are your goals like the goals of the people of the world? And again, like, these things, like, we need clothes to go out in public. Like, clothes aren't bad in and of themselves. But, like, if you're buying, like, a $10,000 suit, like, I'm pretty sure you don't need a $10,000 suit. And so, like, do you do that? And it's asking ourselves questions. Like those questions, constantly reorienting ourselves. And I know that this is way easier said than done. Like I was looking at this, I gave this message at Middle Eastern, like back in October, and I was looking at it again, and I was like, man, like, glad I listened to myself these past few months. Not. So no matter how many movies we see, you know, the bad guys in those movies are not going to be as bad as our enemy, who is Satan. And he's the real one. He's the one that we need to be concerned about. But while we would do well to remember, you know, that we have this enemy out there, we would do even better to remember Christ. And we would do better to remember his victory. Because if we focus on him, if we fix our eyes upon him, Like, you're not going to be looking at the other stuff of the world. You're going to be looking at him. And just out of that, out of the outflow of that, it, like, you won't be doing these things. You know, because of his great love for us, because he loved us first, because of his mercy and his grace and his kindness, that's why he came and died for us, because he loved us, because that's what he wanted to do. And so, like I said, like, it is good to be aware of that we have an enemy out there, but it is even better to be more aware and more in tune with Christ. Now, if you don't have a relationship with Christ, if you're not a believer, then that's the starting point, and that's the first point. And I don't know everyone in here, and so I don't know where you are with that. But you know, the Bible talks about, I mean, we have it right over there. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life. And so have you believed that Christ came and died for you in your sin? That's a question that you need to ask yourself. That's a question that you need to be sure of, you know, in order to get to heaven. And then once you have believed in him, you have that victory as well. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day and for your son and for what he did for us ultimately. We thank you that we have the victory in Christ. We thank you that he died, and we thank you that he rose again, proving, you know, where, O death, is your victory, where, O death, is your sting. Father, we thank you that we as believers can say those words, we can say them with confidence, in the knowledge that you took our place, and that by believing in you, we have that everlasting life. And Father, we just ask for protection against this real enemy that we don't always think about, and that is always thinking about us, that is always trying to hurt us, and to sever our relationship with you. Father, we ask that you would protect us against him, but that you would also make us bold warriors for you, that we might stop him as well in his advances, Lord. So, Father, again, we just thank you for this day, and we just ask that you would glorify you the rest of today. Amen.